This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't wanna know, no, 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 who's taking you home, oh, 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 I'm loving you so, 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 so.
Ding, ding, time, 7 after the hour. This is our weekly opportunity, when I say our, folks associated with me and my various broadcasts. I'm Doug Steffen, a host of the Good Day program, host along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan of the DJV Experience. Also joining us is Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, to go through the Talkers Magazine charts for this week and how they may have impressed us in our roles. I think Victoria's the only one who does. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that, because Victoria has her tentacles out everywhere into the broadcast world, and so she's familiar with and listens to and keeps up with a lot of these things that we may or may not talk about on the DJV Experience. Jennifer Horn has her own morning program here in Los Angeles, so she's dealing with a lot of these issues. And Rich
whether
McFadden
I want to or not, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, whether you want to or not, yeah. And McFadden has other talk radio people for whom he is responsible, and he listens to them yak away on all of these things and has his own opinions as well from time to time, from a well-crafted mind. Of attention. He has an attentive mind.
Had some interesting conversations this week, so as we go through this, I'll let you know what I'm hearing inside the Beltway here.
Okay, all right. So let's go through the list. Let me go through the stories first and then the people, as usual. Talkers Magazine works through by listening to a lot of talk radio programs, host stations around the country, monitoring them, and putting the report together at talkers.com, Talkers Magazine. Number 10 this week, all the focus on March Madness. Although I must say, I don't feel like there's the attention or the craziness around it. Maybe it's because it's not far enough along in the season. But I don't feel the bracketing conversations. Richie, you and I used to have these conversations a lot, maybe because you were doing the brackets. But I don't feel any real urgency to talk about this, or even that there's a lot of, I mean, there's certainly going to be interest in it, but is it up to what has been the case in the past?
We filled out our office pool here, so all the offices are, you know, branking up there.
Yeah, but did you do brackets. It out of interest or out of habit?
A little bit of both. Mm-hmm. Usually the way it works for me is I do the bracket, fill it out, hand it in with my $5 out of habit. Mm-hmm. Then once the tournament gets rolling, that's kind of when I get into it. So probably tonight, tomorrow, and actually for me, my Maryland is out, so it's over for me.
Early, right?
Yeah, yeah, right. Real early.
Jennifer, did you set one up in your office?
No, we don't do that.
Don't do it. Okay. And Victoria, did Lewis have anything? He's working in a sports related business, so do mm-hmm. they have?
He probably has several.
He has, yeah, he does. He has two different ones that I know of. One with a group of friends.
He's keeping information. He's keeping stuff from you.
I know. Wow. It sounds, yeah. But no, I'm just not interested, so I only heard him talk about two of them. But, yeah, I think one with a group of friends and one with a group of sports producers that he works with.
I just have a sense, because of the fact that we talk to as many people as we do and we do this radio thing every day, I don't get that we're into the March Madness. It just doesn't seem to be that big a deal.
I mean, it just began a few days ago, so it's early, but, you know.
Well, let's think about this, too. I mean, the news cycle is out of control this past month, and it may be sucking all the air out of the news cycle when it comes to sports talk.
If there was nothing going on, if Trump wasn't here, then we may be paying more attention.
I think it's interesting that he got hit for not doing a bracket.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. Because remember last year it was a big deal that Obama did a bracket, and everybody wanted to see what Obama's bracket was.
And by the way, Obama did another bracket this year.
Yeah.
and publish
it. I don't even know how to do a bracket. I don't even know what you're talking about when you say bracket. So
it's
just all the teams matched up, and then you say, okay, if the Dodgers are facing off against the Red Sox, who wins? And then you say, okay, the Dodgers are going to win. And then maybe it's the Nationals facing off against the Phillies, and then the Nationals win. So then the Nationals play the Dodgers, and then who wins? Oh, yeah, it's the Dodgers.
So,
and you can pick by any means. I mean, some people pick by, you know, the color of the uniforms or the mascots or, you can
But it's called March Madness because it's craziness. But Warren Buffett put up $1 million for anybody that works for him that hits all the brackets. And didn't we see there was about a 1 in 900 billion chance to get $1 million?
Yeah.
It's free press.
All right, so that made... That
a friend of mine's five-year-old daughter filled out a bracket, and he paid the $5 for her to join, and she's got Middle Tennessee winning it all.
There you go.
Which is about as likely as you winning it, Doug.
Thank you, Rich. A three-pointer from the outside.
You never know.
All right. Number 9 on our story list this week has to do with the video Snoop Dogg produced, which some people suggest advocates shooting the president. And so that's great. I said something, I think it was Monday of this week, Jennifer and Victoria, we were talking about all the TV programs, Designated Survivor, and 24, and what was the other? There was one other show that I was talking about where the president gets shot. It's just gone out of my mind. But there are two or three television programs that have shown the president, Scandal, the president getting shot.
It seems to be a popular plot line.
Yeah, and so I wonder if that's something that we ought to be thinking about.
It's Hollywood, Hollywood wishing, right?
And it brings you to the number 9 story on your list, which is that Snoop Dogg video, right? Everything is about everything's about this imaginary assassination. It's pretty gross.
Yeah, it is. I think it's very distracting and quite distressful, actually, to have so much of that around, frankly. But it is part of the vernacular and a lot of conversation about it, so that's why it's number 9. We'll continue overviewing our list here as all of the professional talk people that I'm associated with have their say and their way as we go through the charts for the week of March 13th to the 17th on our overview of what's hot in News Talk Radio. Right now I'm going to tell you about something that's hot that has been on the top of a lot of people's lists for 3 or 4 years, how to keep themselves in shape or how to get in shape using Super Beets. Super Beets. It is no longer a secret. I call it a bonus. And I'm happy to share the information with you if you may be one of the few people that don't know how this great nutritional product gives you better circulation, a healthier heart, more energy, more stamina. You want to live your life to the fullest. What in the world? Who doesn't want that? If you would like to, when you work out, get blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body, this is an effective, safe way to enhance the facilities in your body. Keep your blood pressure normal. Open up. What it does, the beets and super beets, it has nitric oxide naturally, and you open up with the use of this product, getting into your blood system, it opens up your arteries, softens them up, gets the blood to pour through much better. That's why your blood pressure is stabilized. That's why the blood gets to every place in your body. You need nutrition, and that's what this does. A scoopful in a glass of water or a smoothie, drink it down. A lot of people take it in the afternoon. Some people take it upon arising so that it gets themselves going. They don't have to take a glass of the monster drink or the kinds of things caffeine gives you. You don't need caffeine. This stuff is all natural, much better, and you will feel much better as a result. Life-changing nutrition. It's a breakthrough. You should certainly wrap yourselves around. You can get it by calling 800-655-4183. Order the, the first order would be 3 months supply, 3 canisters. Actually, you get 4 because they give you a 30-day supply free with your first order. Money-back guarantee from Super Beets. Get the book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Order now at 800-655-4183. Or some people find going to DougLikesBeats.com more informative because you can go through all of the info that's in the book and sort of give yourself an education. That's a good way to start. Educate yourself, then order at DougLikesBeats.com or buy it online if you've been there before by calling them at 800-655-4183.
Using Groupon, you can save a ton of money on what you do every day, like painting classes, concerts, escape room games, and more. Now, it's not literally a ton of money. That would be 2,000 pounds of money. It's more like saving up to $100 a week. Going bowling? Check Groupon. Taking the kids to the trampoline place? Check Groupon. Headed to museums, water slides, and tons of other nearby things to do? Check Groupon. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Groupon.
If your child suffers in school with reading problems, you've likely searched high and low for an answer. But when nothing works, you're back to square one feeling discouraged and helpless. You know your child has potential, but for some reason, your child struggles with reading. And even though your child would never say it, he or she is depending on you to find the solution. And there is a solution. The USA Reading Clinic has developed a revolutionary system with proven technology that can make it easier than ever to correct your child's reading problem. The results are nothing short of miraculous. And once your child's reading difficulties are corrected, grades will improve and your child's confidence will soar. Call the USA Reading Clinic now at 800-559-3590. If you don't make this call today, how else can your child get on track and start succeeding? Call the USA Reading Clinic right now. Call 800-559-3590. That's 800-559-3590. 800-559-3590.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
18 past the hour, we're discussing here the charts from Talkers Magazine, the issues, and we're at number 8. I don't even begin to understand this. It was the Dutch elections. Why do people in America give it, even though there was some controversy, to be sure.
It's actually fairly interesting because from how I understand it, the far right candidate had a chance of winning that election. Now, the far right Dutch candidate is basically Bernie Sanders.
Right.
But what they're
they're very open. Let's say they're very open there.
Right. Right. So what they're
Amsterdam is where you can find a prostitute on every corner and grass and drugs any place you want as well.
Go ahead. Apparently all the refugees that are coming are not assimilating and trying to change the country to the way they want it, or just this is my neighborhood.
So he was an anti-Muslim Bernie Sanders.
Kind of, yeah.
No, that's seriously what he did, and he stirred up a lot of racism in the racism in the country, I guess, and so people were watching. They were eyeballing the election because, obviously, with Brexit not being expected and Trump not being expected, they thought, well, maybe there's a chance that this guy could actually pull it off. And he got beaten handily, but it wasn't like an overwhelming win.
It is. It's an interesting way of understanding politics and the machinations of government in other places. It just is. Well, it was more connected to Brexit. And there are other things. You know, the Brexit story is not over by any stretch of the imagination. The Scots announced this week, I think, that they want to have a re-vote because they don't want to go with the rest of the British. And I'm sure there are plenty of Brits from when I was there last fall talking to people. There were two conversations. One, are you going to vote for Trump? And what do the Americans think about the Brits leaving Brexit? And I always turned around and said, would you vote for Trump if you were in America? Would be the answer to my first question. And the second one was, what are you doing? Why is there this focus on getting out of the European Union? And they tell me about all of the troubles. Some of them were obvious in the cities. I wasn't much in the cities in England when I was on that trip last fall. But in the cities, it's very obvious, as Richie just said, how all these immigrants by the tens of thousands are coming in and trying to change everything to the way they want it. We see it in our country. Immigrants come in and they change things to the way they want, or they push as much as they can. Now look at all of the fast food restaurants as a simple example. You go into and they don't even speak English. They don't give a damn whether they speak English or not. They don't care. So we have that cultural thing going on all around the world because of the Middle Eastern problems, the Middle Eastern wars. 21 after the hour here on the overview of the Talk Radio Countdown.
Oh, non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now 23 after the hour, as we review the hot hits in talk radio from the general consumer point of view, that is, we are general consumers of listening to talk or having our points of view heard, as are you. Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. We're at number 7, the hoo-ha about Trump's tax returns and how foolish. I didn't go through the people list. Maybe I'll do that for a moment here, and we can kind of relate the people on the list to the stories, because every week Talkers publishes at Talkers.com both the top 10 stories and the top 10 people. So Snoop Dogg's at number 10, Rachel Maddow is number 9, Kim Jong-un is 8, Vladimir Putin is 7, Geert Wilders, connected obviously with the Dutch election, number 6, Rex Tillerson 5, Janet Yellen 4, Barack Obama's 3, Paul Ryan's 2, and Donald Trump is 1. So the reason I went through that, I wanted to connect it, Rachel at number 9, who I have quite a bit of respect for. I think she's smart. She's done a good job, but she fell on it this week, and this whole thing blew up in her face, basically. Even though she did get more listeners or viewers out of it, about 25-30% increase the night that this was announced, but she didn't have anything. And that's really just...
When you say this, you mean the tax returns?
The tax return. Yeah, she was touting, for those who didn't know it, she touted that she had the tax returns and was going to reveal during her 9 o'clock program what the tax returns said. Tax returns didn't say anything except that he's paying more money than most everybody else in terms of percent into the coffers. So it was a sort of a non-story. It was sort of presented as a gotcha, huh? And then there was some story about some guy who actually did release him. I don't know who it was. Did you follow that, Victoria or Richie, who it was that she got him from?
There somehow was a reporter, I think, who... Yeah. There was a rumor that Trump himself released the tax return,
right.
But...
There was a rumor, but I doubt that it was.
I don't think there's any truth to that either, so
the reporter had them dropped in his mailbox. He doesn't know who, so they kind of started guessing who may have dropped them off in his mailbox.
And but why is it only 2005? Pages. Like, it's so weird.
Yeah, it's 2005. It's the first two pages of his 1040, so it doesn't go through the donations and the write-offs and everything. It just says how much he made, how much he paid. That's it.
Right.
Yeah. And he paid 31%, which is higher, as was pointed out by some reporter, than the corporate tax return for Comcast, which owns MSNBC, which is where the information came from, from Rachel Maddow. 19% was what Obama paid in terms of his tax return, I think, the last year or the year before, the average, I'm not sure.
Well, Trump made a lot more money than Obama, though.
So what?
Well, I'm saying he's in a different tax bracket.
See, that just... Well, why? Why should there be a different tax bracket?
Well, I don't know.
Why
I'm just that's a fact that you're in a different tax bracket.
So the fact,
I'm not
yes,
saying it's
I
good or bad.
It's
a fact.
But the philosophy of screwing somebody over because he or she was more successful by making them pay.
I'm not saying
I know you're not. I'm just saying I'm generally venting because it annoys me that we have all this attention not only on Trump's tax return, but on people who are providing jobs, money. And help to keep the economy going. And there's this cry from this segment of society that thinks they ought to be penalized for being successful. And frankly, it's offensive. Why does Trump pay 31% because he made $150 million and Obama, who made $12 million or whatever his...
Well, he didn't make that when he paid 19%.
Yeah.
But how many businesses or companies in this country do you think sit there and go, okay, we can't make more money this year or otherwise it will cost us money?
Hopefully nobody's thinking that way.
Yeah.
That would seem counterproductive.
If we go to the next tax bracket and I have to pay another 5% in taxes,
right,
does it make up for the money I just made?
Yeah, that's a good question.
No, it's a very good question. Yeah, if you're at borderline, then yeah.
Right.
28 past the hour as we review what's going on in the News Talk Radio world here.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Right now is a great time to buy a home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced one, Quicken Loans has many options that may be right for your unique financial situation. We can even show you how to get pre-approved for a mortgage with as little as 1% down. That's only $2,000 down on a $200,000 mortgage. No matter what's happening with the housing market, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Animal.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Now, 34 after the hour, answers to your questions, not only about what the big stories, the hot hits in talk radio are, but conversation about them and how they have affected us and our conversations on the air and off the air, because we're people too. When I say we, I'm talking about Victoria Keelan, who's here from the DJV Experience, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, connected to me in any number of ways. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gone from number 10 to number 6. About which, and we do this every week at this time, take sort of an outsider's point of view, outside the realm of the official talker's procedural overview of this, which we have in another hour. But this is just us talking about the issues, and I don't find the continuing focus on this nutbird, Kim Jong-un, and the threats to be of any value whatsoever. There's no way this guy's going to be anything other than squashed like a bug if he does things stupid. He can rattle his saber, do all kinds of things. The Chinese, we don't have to do anything. The Chinese will take care of him like he was a bug if he
gets really out of line.
Well,
is he crazy?
The news there this week is that Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, has pretty much said all options are on the table, including military, and that if North Korea does threaten the continental United States or any of our allies, all options are on the table. Be careful where you tread, North Korea, is basically what he said.
Well, but the Chinese have said that as well. So they're both.
But they don't do anything about it.
No, well, they don't do anything outwardly about it. They're the biggest trading partner with North Korea, so North Korea needs to pay attention, you would think. But this guy is so out of touch. And then when I say that, I think to myself, well, what do some people say about Trump? He's out of touch. No, he's just different. Is Kim Jong-un different in the same way Donald Trump is different? No. He's just, a little short of a deck.
Well, I think Kim Jong-un has no connection to reality. At least Trump has a little bit of a connection to reality. Mm-hmm. And he may be crazy in the way that he goes about things, but I think he knows what reality is. I don't think Kim Jong-ding-dong has a clue of what reality is.
Yep.
He's living in his own little insulated universe.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. All right. Number five on the countdown, speaking of the aforementioned silly things, the wiretapping accusations, I thought it was interesting that there was a suggestion that there was an interview between Paul Ryan and somebody at Fox that may have started Trump thinking that the tower was bugged in one way or another. Again.
So that's where this began? Paul Ryan started it?
Yes. But, well, he didn't. He started with Brett Baer on some Fox conversation.
Nah, let me tell you where this started.
Some show.
Trump was hearing information being leaked out to the press and wondering how in the world did anybody get that information. Because I talked about it with this person and that person only.
Right.
So and once he started noticing that, so while he does not have proof, he's seeing information that should not and could not be public out in the press and is going, what's going on here? Yeah, so while he claims that I've been bugged and this would be the person that would likely bug me because who else could have that ability to do so?
Well, the president can't do that. So, like, that, he was wrong to say Obama bugged me. Well, the president doesn't have that authority.
Let me ask you something. I don't see how anybody can look at Trump's crazy tweets on that Saturday morning and go, he's nuts, and then 4 days later look at the WikiLeaks story where they can tap anybody's house through their TV and say, this is outrageous, they're listening to all of us, and then go back to Trump and go, he's crazy. I don't get how you can say that. I don't get how anybody can say that. You can't. They can tap anybody anytime they want, and the reality is here, the president is a puppet in the White House, and that the NSA and the FBI and the CSA and the CIA are pulling the strings.
Control.
100%.
Control. And so the people who in the news media, though, are so shaken up by Trump's approach to things, they want to hold him accountable for every word that comes out of his mouth. How do you do that?
Why is that a bad thing?
It is a bad thing, because he's a human being.
I'm really tired of every word being parsed.
And the nonsense, I would say the same thing whether it was George Bush, Barack Obama. These people are human beings, and it's damnable, the double standard, to take every word that he says and try to make him look bad, which is obviously what the intention is of most of these people, when it hasn't been the case, whether it was Obama, George Bush, or whomever beforehand. Just because the guy's different, that doesn't mean that he's bad.
Well, I don't think it's not that he's different. I mean, he doesn't just make statements that are factually incorrect. I mean, he goes on rants on Twitter, and that's, I mean, he's creating the problem. So, I mean, he's his own.
He doesn't have a problem.
I think he's using Twitter as a tool.
No, but what I'm saying is in terms of people, the question was, should he be held accountable for the things that he says, or is it a problem that people are holding or trying to hold him accountable
for? Or does he think that the CIA and the NSA have control over the White House, and he's saying, you know what, you're not going to have any control over me, watch this.
I don't know what his motivation for the Twitter rants are about various topics. I have no idea.
I think he wants to let the public know what's really going on,
Well, he's creating the hotbed of he's making the bed for everybody to scrutinize his every word.
So I mean, what's wrong with that?
But
let him.
But when you look at the WikiLeaks story, doesn't
complain,
it outrage
though,
you?
Right, but what I'm saying though is, if you're saying that that's fine for him to keep doing that, well then everyone else is going to keep scrutinizing what he's saying because he sounds like a crazy person sometimes.
Why do they scrutinize? Under whose circumstances? Who decides what's crazy and what isn't crazy? Who the hell are they, other than a bunch of people with the ability to get to an audience, any more than I am or you are or anybody else? What makes us experts on understanding the guy or me or you or whomever here is the words are subject to interpretation?
And aren't you outraged with the WikiLeaks story? The fact both of you, that they can tap into your television.
I'm sick of the government.
You're whatever.
Out of
control. So doesn't it make sense that the president should protect us from that and should call it out on the carpet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, he didn't call out the NSA, though. He called out Obama and said, Obama wiretaps my Trump Tower. I mean, he didn't say the NSA is a personal affront to all Americans' freedoms. I mean, he didn't say that.
During
people would have been behind that.
Hillary Clinton even admitted that likely Trump's computer was being tapped the Trump Tower. There's a tweet from her.
I mean, there's very likely
probably some validity to it, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I
so whether
used
Obama
my microwave
did it or
week.
Didn't do it, why is it important? What's the most important thing here? That he accused Obama of doing it or the fact that it's going on?
Right. And by the way, I do have some inside the Beltway friends here who think Obama is running a shadow government.
Oh, my God.
Trying to.
It's basically a PR machine.
Yeah.
Hey, call
for the next book.
Guy's trying to protect his legacy.
Yeah. All right. But you see, if you're on one side, you don't believe it because it doesn't fit with the standard beliefs that are part of being on that side. And on the other side, there is a different set of beliefs.
I think they're all crazy.
So when it gets, right, exactly. When it gets down to things like the health bill, which is the number four thing and the next thing we'll talk about here on the countdown, where do we put the D and the R aside so that we actually fix something that needs to be fixed? We'll talk about that. Bring it out of the weeds in a moment here. You're listening to a review of the Hot Hits in Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden at 43 past the hour.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get unbeatable deals on more than 40 million square feet of beautiful top quality floors, like 5-inch wide prefinished gunstock oak for just $149, and more than 230 other styles of prefinished hardwood up to 26% off. 55 styles of North American and European laminate up to 28% off. Get 10% off distressed Virginia Millworks hardwood and all Avella wood look tile, plus more from 59 cents and special financing. The end of quarter clearance sales going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Tell them all.
Who is the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Tasty Lee tomatoes.
For health, flavor, and freshness, try new Tasty Lee tomatoes. They are vine-ripened with up to 50% more lycopene than other brands. And they are certified by the American Heart Association as a heart-healthy check-marked food. For a healthy, happy life, try sweet, juicy, garden-fresh Tasty Lee tomatoes. Time for some great basketball games, and great games need great snacks. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes for a healthy, delicious snack for your armchair athlete. How about a tasty cheese panini or a classic tasty club? Your family will love them. For more fresh ways to go, visit TastyLee.com.
Tasty Lee tomatoes. Ask for them by name at your favorite grocery store.
There's more fresh ways to go. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes.
Tasty Lee. We'll leave it on the vine for you.
45 after the hour here. The charts for the week of the 17th of March. Oh, St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day if you're celebrating. Richie's an Irishman married to a Colombian. Mm. So how do you celebrate St. Patrick's Day at your house?
We have green tamales.
All right, there we go. They're hot. That's good. Okay. The health care plan. So that's number four on the countdown, and I made my comment a few minutes ago, and I'm going to leave it at that. I look at this thing. The health bill didn't get enough votes. They're trying to figure out how to fix it, clean it up. Trump's going to throw everything against the wall, and then he's going to come back and say, okay, we'll fix it this way. He took a shot at the people with a travel order this week, saying it should have stayed the way it was the first time. And, you know, he's going to say that because that's kind of what the conversational direction is, even though he knows in the reality of the real world you're not going to be able to get everything done that you want. But in terms of this health care plan, what isn't being said, the big gaping hole in the conversation, when all these people say if you change the system and put in what the Republicans want, then 20-some-odd million people are going to lose their coverage. Well, the total disingenuous part of that is nobody says what is really the truth about Obamacare if it continues. If it continues the way it is, there will be 20 million people off of it because they can't pay for it.
But I feel like a lot of people are saying that. I mean, all of my friends are on Obamacare. Yeah. Well, all of my friends are on Obamacare. Richie, you have it too, right? Or you had it and it got too expensive. I mean, that's the number one thing everyone says about it. The premiums kept going up.
Right. We have our own insurance plan, and because of Obamacare, the premiums are going up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's the number one thing everyone can agree on, is that it
needs doesn't make any difference whether they change it or they don't change it. You're still going to lose 20 million people because of what's the difference what the situation is. So fix it. And you can fix it, and the political will is there to fix it. It's just that the Democrats don't want to. That's what's so disingenuous. They don't want to tell you that because of Obamacare, 20 million people will drop off because they just can't pay for it. And that's really what bothers me about some of these conversations like this.
Well, I hope that someone can come up with a solution that, you know, as it is, you know, deductibles are so high that people are just using emergency care, which is that's not a good plan. But that's what a lot of people
That started with the illegals.
Deductibles.
That whole thing started with the illegals doing it, and then it just spread. Word got around, okay, well, they'll treat you and they won't charge you, so people don't have any money, they go do it too. So it's a sickness, there's a cancer there that needs to be fixed, and hopefully it's not going to be the taxpayer that takes it in the shorts, which is so often the case.
There needs to be competition because the pharmaceutical companies and the insurance companies are out of control. So there needs to be cross-state competition on pharmaceuticals and plans so that people can go out and buy just the one or two or 20 plans. They can shop 20 plans instead of three or four.
Yeah.
All right. So the only thing we got about a minute left here, the Trump budget cuts. All I can say is hooray for the focus on these 30-some-odd different departments that never have seen the light of day or haven't had conversation or focus on them for decades. It's time to root out these ridiculous agencies that don't do anything. There are some things in here that are just wrong that ought not to be taken out, but at least we have a conversation going. The one that will become the most controversial, or one of them anyway, is the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which doesn't deserve nor should it have one red cent of taxpayer money.
You realize the Trump budget is basically just a trophy that he throws up there, and it's really meaningless.
Right. It's going to all get all
Congress and the Senate make their own budget, and it comes back to the sign. So.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's all of that. But there are some good things in here. The African Development Foundation, the New England thing that takes care of the states on the border. It's all political hackerism. Hacksterism, is that a better word than hackerism?
Make one up. I like it.
Thank you. All right, I'm good at making up words.
Absolutely.
Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Up your mind to the idea that this song comes from the number one movie this week before we even get it on the screens. This is so easy. This is the easiest shot of all is to suggest Beauty and the Beast will be number one at the box office. So we'll talk about that. Chucker's got some, actually, analysis because he went to see the movie last night. So we'll see how amazing is his sense of feeling when it comes to listening to the music and hearing the story, all that good stuff. We'll get to that, his review, plus other things that are coming out this weekend. It's 55 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take advantage of a cash-out refinance to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. In fact, you may be able to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening in Washington, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage.
All right, so Chucker, music from Beauty and the Beast. The forecast is for this to easily be number one this weekend. You went to see it. What'd you think?
Thought it was really good. I got to be honest. I'm not, as I said on the show, I'm
why
not
do you always,
fan.
Wait a minute, hold on a second.
What?
Why do you always start your sentences with, I got to be honest? As if everything else you say is a big lie.
Well, because, you know, sometimes I'm a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but I don't really watch animated movies, so I didn't go in with much baggage. Evidently, on the RottenTomatoes.com, which weighs movies, positive, negative, Beauty and the Beast is 68% positive. And the negative reviews that I read, some people just have an issue making comparisons between Disney's classic animated incarnation of the story versus this new live-action version. So I didn't have that baggage going in. And for the most part, from beginning to end, I loved the movie. I thought it was hugely entertaining, fully realized. It was gorgeous to look at. Emma Watson, how the Harry Potter franchise fame, was incredibly charming as the lead. Belle, the entire cast was terrific. The effects were outstanding. The only flaw in the movie, maybe some of the CGI for the Beast was not incredibly good. You could tell it was some CGI, but the other supporting characters were perfectly flawless. The audience gave a huge round of applause at the end, and I give it a 9.5 out of 10. I thought it was that good. This is a major winner for Disney. It's tracking a $170 million opening weekend on 4,200 screens. It had 1,000 sellouts last night. It was reported around the country. When it's not easy to sell out movies nowadays because there's so many showings, so many screens. So, pretty impressive. So, I like the movie a lot.
Yeah,
I'm so excited. I can't wait to see it this weekend.
You know, it's another true story. My 11-year-old daughter, I asked her to come with me, and she said no because she actually was binge-watching the entire five seasons of The Walking Dead on her tablet.
Of course she was at nine.
You tell me what you think of this. Last week I caught her. She's like, so what are you watching? She binge-watched Lost. Then she binge-watched Prison Break and was watching How to Get Away with Murder.
There he is, Father of the Year.
Yeah, I was going to say, good parenting on your part, Chugger.
Yeah, I think next week is going to be Dexter.
All right, so what else?
All true.
What else is after that? How are we going to give any credibility to any of this? What else is coming out this weekend?
A horror film titled The Belko Experiment. It's about, listen to this storyline. It's about people in a high-rise office building that are manipulated to kill each other.
Ah, lovely.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
I'm gonna go see it tonight. I'll let you know what I think about it on Monday.
Don't worry. Don't bother. All right. What else is coming out?
That's pretty much it. Some movie news of interest: Henry Cavill, who plays Superman, joining the cast of Mission Impossible 6. That one again stars Tom Cruise. I believe it will film this year for a next summer release. And then yesterday I talked about this new movie, Skyscraper, with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It was initially described as Die Hard in China, but after reading the synopsis on the internet, it's actually it looks like a new incarnation of the Towering Inferno, with The Rock having to save his family stuck atop
That's what I heard. It was Towering Inferno.
You know, it's interesting. After 9/11, I never thought we'd ever see anything like a Towering Inferno movie. But it appears that's not the case here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Ask me how many times I saw the Towering Inferno, Doug.
About 13, I think.
About 200 times.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen Poseidon Adventure?
About 350. Right.
That explains
Chuck
a whole lot.
At Poseidon72, listen to his weekly podcast, Movie Maniacs, on iTunes and Audio Boom, 59 past the hour.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.